Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, and much deserved, too, by the way. I'm glad you're here, and I'm especially glad that we've been able to coax our good friend Dr. Robert McTeer back on the show. Bob is a 17-year member of our Brain Trust and a distinguished fellow for the National Center of Policy Analysis, former chancellor of the Texas A&M system, but for 36 years he was member of the Federal Reserve System, and for 14 of those years he was the president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, which put him on the FOMC committee, which is meeting this week, and the people who are standing on his shoulders right now are up there meeting. Bob McTeer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you.
I have a newsflash for you.
Okay.
Before we start, after I went to bed last night, I got on my iPhone and found out that Texas A&M was ranked number 4 right now.
Wow.
Even after losing to Alabama.
Huh. How about that? Well, it's an interesting team. And, of course, as you know, they're things got really good for them when they joined the SEC, right? You know that was a big
deal.
It
got really tough. I don't know. They manage that a lot better.
If you can rank as a member of the SEC, you can rank anywhere, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So congratulations on that. Okay, so the Federal Open Market Committee is meeting, and that's the chairman, the vice chairman. How many governors?
Well, they're normally 7, but I think they're 2 vacant.
Okay, so five to seven governors and 5 of the presidents.
All 12 presidents are meeting and talking.
But only
just
5?
When it comes to the vote, it's only 5.
Everybody gets to go to the meeting, but only 5 of the presidents and the other people vote, right?
And you can't tell which ones are voting and which ones are not from
right.
the discussion.
So
they're fully members of the committee except for the rotating vote.
So what are they discussing? What do you think they're discussing this week?
Well, they're their own pins and needles on when they can start normalizing interest rates. And it seems like every time they put their big boy pants on and get ready to do it, something throws them for a loop in the economy. I suspect they would raise rates a quarter point today if it weren't for the election a week away. And I'm almost positive they're going to do it in December. If we get an employment report on Friday that's just god-awful, that might derail December. But
So I'm trying to remember, Bob, when we talked about this back earlier in the year, and did you argue with me when I said that I predicted they would not raise rates again any earlier than December? Did you?
I was pretty skeptical, yeah.
So you weren't too complimentary of my prediction though, were you? As I remember.
Well, you know they.
So is it just dumb luck?
You think it's last dumb? December, so it seems like a stretch to wait till this December.
But I predicted it last year too. And
yes, you did. You may have even predicted they'd never ever do it again.
Anyway, well, I just want to, you know how we are about the record around here. We'd like to get the record straight. So they're really under a lot of pressure, aren't they, right now? I mean, they're looking with seven years or so of history of dealing with the challenges after the financial meltdown. Actually, 8 years now. They're starting to look like maybe they're what they did. All the things they did isn't working out so well, aren't they?
I think the early years worked out very well, but the later years had greatly diminishing returns.
And the later year mean the QE, the continued QE, where they continued.
Well, I think QE 1 and 2 were called for, but I don't know. I think they stayed with it a little long. But remember, they ended QE in October of 2014, so they've been off QE for 2 years now.
But they haven't had any. But I, here's something I remember back in the day, back when you and I were talking about this 15, 16 years ago, the Fed was saying, hey, in fact, I think Greenspan said this. He said, hey, executives in the government, we need some economic help from you. We can't run this economy with fiscal policy. I mean, with monetary policy.
Right, right. Well, he's absolutely right about that, and everybody can agree that we need fiscal policy to be in there. But I'm not sure everybody realizes when you say that these days, it means an easier fiscal policy.
Well, I want to discuss that a little bit because, see, I have my theory about what's been hurting the fiscal policy, and why it hasn't, why the Fed's been up under such a strain. And it's been coming from their neighbors over there. Quick break. Right back with Bob McTeer. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.